turning bad?
Yeah. That's what, that boy worked with me, he's a big boy, and we call, that's what we said to him all the time. He's stout as a bull.
Uh-huh.
He's stout too. He's lazy as hell, he ought to be stout.
Uh-huh.
Seems like all of the big people, they seem to be lazy. I don't guess they are. They just can't get around much, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we call him lazy. But he's a good boy.
Say if you had some butter that was turning bad. Did you ever say the butter was stout?
No, we would just say it was. It's done got strong and old. That's the way we always said.
And someone that's always smiling, doesn't lose his temper, you say he's a...
Friendly type.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy, he's just all arms and legs.
Call him skinny.
Or
we always call him skinny bone.
Uh-huh. What if he's always stumbling or dropping things?
They call him clumsy foot. Clumsy.
And a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. See?
We always say he's crazy, ignorant.
Or he's just a plain...
fool.
And is that word fool bad to you?
Yeah. I use it a whole lot. But it shouldn't be, but I do.
And a person who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you call him a...
Stanger.
Uh-huh.
You call him Stanger.
Or you say he's a... what?
Tight. Too tight to spend his money.
And
we have a lot of them in the country now.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
That means that he don't spend his money.
Mm-hmm. You call
we
him?
Got a man right down here got more money than anybody in this country. And got the raggedest cars in the house anybody in the country. He's right down below that shop down here.
Uh-huh.
And he works at a shop himself. Roy Love.
The one who has a car shop?
He got a shop. You seen that old,
you
know, that church down here? Well, the first house this side of that church, on the right, uh-huh. That Presbyterian church. Well, that's where he live.
I think he came up today. He works with, he's a mechanic.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
He's the one he got, that man don't know how much money he has got.
I wouldn't have believed that.
I know you wouldn't, nobody else wouldn't. Uh-huh. But that scamper's got the money. He won't spend it for nothing. He too tired to buy his own cigars. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's him. Mr. Bush used to work with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But now you looking at a rich man when you see him.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, he's a whole lot richer man than the man I'm working for. And he's the biggest man in the country. Supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But that Roy Love has got the money.
So when you say a person is common, how would you use that?
We just say he was he too tight to spend his money.
Uh-huh. What about when you say you call somebody common, a common man? What does that mean?
Just a common man.
Mm-hmm.
We just say he just common. He don't show out with his money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we always say it.
When you say someone's common, are you insulting them?
No, I wouldn't think so. No, I wouldn't think I would insult a person calling him common.
Mm-hmm. And an old person, maybe up in their 80s or so, who still gets around real well and, you know, has a lot of energy and all, you say that he's awfully...
off of pride?
Huh?
Say, call him off of pride?
Uh-huh.
To be as old as he is?
And say a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared of the dark.
Okay. And you say, well, why should she be scared now, she?
You mean the old person?
No, just say one of your children all of a sudden had never been scared before and all of a sudden she's scared. You say, why should she be scared now, she?
She's been staying here all the time and ain't been being scared.
Do you ever say she used to be scared?
Yeah.
She didn't used to be scared.
Why is she scared now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.